Ever wondered how Toyota transformed from a struggling automaker into a global giant? The secret lies in Gemba Kaizen, a deceptively simple philosophy that has revolutionized business worldwide. Gemba means real place, where value-creating work actually happens. Kaizen means continuous improvement. Together, they form a powerful approach that focuses on making small, incremental changes at the actual workplace that accumulate into remarkable results. Unlike the Western fascination with innovation requiring large investments, Kaizen emphasizes human efforts and low-cost approaches that utilize what you already have. This philosophy has spread from Japanese manufacturing to organizations worldwide, from Amazon to healthcare providers, because it works across any industry where work gets done. The Gemba concept challenges traditional management by emphasizing presence where work actually happens. Instead of directing from corner offices, effective managers observe firsthand to understand ground realities. Toyota's Taiichi Ono demonstrated this by making supervisors stand in circles on the factory floor for hours, teaching that true understanding requires direct observation. This approach transforms management from commanders issuing orders to supporters helping frontline workers excel. When problems arise, effective managers follow five principles. Go to the Gemba first, check relevant objects, implement temporary countermeasures, find the root cause, and standardize to prevent recurrence. A simple example illustrates this approach. When investigating why a worker scattered sawdust on the floor, asking why five times revealed the real issue was a worn rubber lining in an oil coupling. Identifying this root cause enabled a permanent solution rather than continuing with temporary fixes. This method solves problems through direct observation instead of complex analyses. Sustainable competitive advantage requires integrating quality, cost, and delivery, QCD, not just focusing on unit cost. These elements are interdependent. Quality products have little value if they're unaffordable or unavailable when needed. Quality encompasses both result quality, product/services, and process quality, the work creating them. In the Gemba, quality issues typically stem from workmanship, inadequate standards, or operator errors. Reducing variability requires established standards, self-discipline, and preventing defects from advancing. Effective cost management addresses seven concurrent activities: improving quality, enhancing productivity, reducing inventory, shortening production lines, minimizing machine downtime, optimizing space usage, and reducing lead time. Delivery means providing the required volume on time, often using just-in-time systems to eliminate non-value-adding activities. After decades teaching Kaizen, Masaki Imai observed that even excellent organizations struggle with proper standards implementation. Daily operations follow formulas that, when documented, become standards. Successful management essentially means maintaining and improving these standards. Standards represent the best, easiest, and safest work methods, embodying collective wisdom. They preserve expertise despite employee turnover, provide fair performance measurement, and create a foundation for audits and error prevention. When problems arise, management should identify root causes, implement remedial actions, and modify procedures, applying the Standardized Do Check Act (SDCA) cycle before elevating standards through the Plan Do Check Act (PDCA) cycle. The 5S approach is the essential first step in Kaizen implementation. These five workplace organization steps apply to both manufacturing and service organizations struggling with unnecessary complications. 1. Sort. Distinguish between necessary and unnecessary items, discarding the latter through red tag campaigns for evaluating questionable items. 2. Straighten. Arrange remaining items in an orderly manner to minimize search time, with each item having a designated name, location, and maximum quantity. 3. Scrub. Keep machines and environments clean. This embodies scrubbing is checking. The cleaning process reveals developing problems. 4. Systematize. Extend cleanliness to oneself while practicing the first three steps, with management ensuring continuity through proper systems. 5. Standardize. Build self-discipline by establishing and following agreed-upon standards. Benefits include cleaner, safer environments, improved morale, highlighted waste, visible problems, fewer accidents, enhanced efficiency, and maintenance engineers focusing on prevention rather than emergency repairs. Taichi Ono once asked workers if they could do at least 1 hour's worth of work every day, highlighting how most activities don't add value. Muda, waste, refers to any non-value-adding activity in production, classified into 7 categories. 1. Overproduction. Making more than needed wastes materials, labor, storage space, and creates unnecessary transportation and interest costs. 2. Inventory. Finished products, semi-finished items, and supplies add no value while increasing costs. Excess inventory often conceals underlying problems. 3. Defects. These disrupt production and require expensive rework or scrapping, with automated machines potentially producing many defects before detection. 4. Motion. Any movement not directly adding value is waste. Observation reveals actual value-adding moments often take only seconds. 5. Processing. Poor technology or design creates waste in the work itself, such as unnecessary machine approaches or unproductive operations. 6. Waiting. Occurs when operators are idle due to line imbalances, missing parts, or machine downtime. 7. Transport. Moving materials adds no value and risks causing damage, with Western facilities often relying on unnecessary conveyor systems. Muda typically appears alongside Miura, variation, and Mori, strain or overburden. Eliminating these 3 M's forms the foundation of productivity improvement. Visual management displays products, charts, and performance records so everyone can immediately see if processes are under control. Problems must be visible in the Gemba. If abnormalities can't be detected, the process can't be managed. Management must visually monitor the 5 M's: manpower, machines, materials, methods, and measurements. Display boards should show worker morale, skill levels, and standards. Machines need visual indicators explaining stoppages. Materials require Kanban systems showing flow issues and inventory levels. Methods appear as standard worksheets at workstations. Measurements include marked gauges and trend charts. Visual management also clarifies improvement targets. When displaying specific goals, like reducing setup time from 6 hours to 30 minutes within 6 months, performance tends to follow the target line. Workers become aware of expectations and address abnormalities promptly. This visual motivation exceeds what numbers alone can achieve. The CEO must personally lead Kaizen efforts. At Wiremold, Art Byrne led first Kaizen sessions, especially when integrating acquisitions. When offering plant tours, they required visiting companies to bring their CEO. All the tours stopped right away, proving that without top management commitment, Kaizen implementation fails. For CEOs to succeed with Kaizen, they must make lean the company strategy, be hands-on, require all employees to adopt the culture, act quickly, go to the Gemba, adopt stretch targets, overcome resistance, focus on forward-looking measurements, and learn from others. Companies implementing balanced Kaizen programs typically achieve 30-50% productivity increases, 50-90% lead time reductions, and 50-90% quality improvements. Toyota Astra Motor employees averaged 7 suggestions monthly, generating $5 million in annual savings. Asin Siki expanded from 220 to 750 mattress types while reducing inventory from 30 days to 1.8 days. Wiremold reduced lead times from 4 to 6 weeks to 1 to 2 days and improved productivity by 162%. The Gemba Kaizen approach works anywhere value is created through human effort. By focusing on where work happens, involving everyone in continuous improvement, and building on standards, any organization can achieve remarkable results without massive investments. The question isn't whether you can afford to implement Gemba Kaizen, it's whether you can afford not to.